it's Stephanie Staples, and welcome to Your Life Unlimited. It's a show about positive, proactive living. We're always trying to give you some ideas to make life a little bit better, make you a little bit happier, make you a little bit healthier, and maybe just make you a nicer person to be around. That would be cool, right? But all the people that you're around this would agree. We can all have a little room for improvement in your life. So this is where we're going to get it. We want to make you think a little bit. We want to make you grow a little bit. And today I'm excited to introduce you to Dr. Jerry Teplitz. He is, well, I've got an interesting biography there, sir. lawyer by background, also PhD mm-hmm. in holistic medicine.
Health sciences.
Holistic health sciences. Well, you're obviously a very studious gent. And I'm happy to be able to tap into your brilliance today. So tell us a little bit about your background. And how, that sounds like quite a diverse and eclectic background there.
Yeah, and first I became a lawyer. That was back in 72 is when I graduated from Northwestern Law School and started practicing for a while for the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency. I was living in Chicago and was hanging around a group of friends at that point that were getting into things like yoga, meditation, nutrition. And keep in mind, this is early 70s, and my view of it was scared.
Yeah. Okay.
Not
run
interested.
The other way.
It's called, except I kept hanging around these people.
Interesting.
And peer pressure is very powerful. Yeah. So I got peer pressure into trying some things. And one of the first things I did, really just to shut them up, as opposed to a desire, was hatha yoga, the physical stretching the body. And I actually took it with a negative attitude. I was going to prove to them it didn't work. I was just going to use my legal skills and show them, you know, this was a crock. Shortly after I started doing yoga, I noticed lower back pain problems I had most of my life were gone. And I had more flexibility than I ever had as a high school athlete. And so I just started getting excited about it and started exploring other things and became a master teacher of hatha yoga. Wound up where I was studying, they were giving a course once on Japanese massage. And I said, what the heck, you know, let me take that. And it turned out to be something called shiatsu, which is a pressure technique like acupuncture, but you use your fingers. And very quickly, I've evolved several techniques, including showing people how to get rid of headaches in 90 seconds, migraines in 5 minutes, treatments for sinus colds, stiff neck, sore shoulders. And so I got real excited by that too.
Don't you love being wrong when it leads to things like that?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's cool. And now the author of 9 books and a plethora of different products. The one I have in front of me here is called Switched On Living, Easy Ways to Use the Mind-Body Connection to Energize Your Life. So what is a switched on person?
A switched on person, well, let's take a step back. We all have an energy system in ourselves that we may or may not be aware of. It starts to manifest, for example, Stephanie, have you ever had a negative day at work or at home? Or
Once or twice.
Once or twice. liar, pants off. Now, on the negative day, when it was just a real good negative day, how'd you feel at the end of that?
Yeah, pretty bagged, pretty exhausted.
Yeah, and that's what my audience, when I speak to groups, people say drained, exhausted, tired. So have you had a very positive day
Absolutely,
at work or whatever you're doing? I'm glad you said, of course.
Yes. Or I'm hosting the wrong show.
Yes, really. I'm hosting this for me, not for you.
Oh, I actually am hosting a lot for me because I learn so much. That's why I love doing it.
So how do you feel at the end of that very positive day?
Powerful and energized and great.
Yeah, and that's what I'm sure your listeners are saying too, to these questions. So it's very real because negative disaster days, you're actually physically, you're mentally, you're emotionally, you're just drained and exhausted. Mm-hmm. Positive days, you're energized. And so you can get more done, you feel better, you communicate better, just life feels better on those positive days. So what I'm looking at is a person's energetics. What's going on inside in terms of that dichotomy of, you can call it positive and negative, and how does that impact not only themselves, how does it go out from them? And so the Switched On Living book uses a concept called behavioral kinesiology. It sounds like a big word, but all it means is muscle checking. And you're checking, in effect, how things affect us instantly. So visually for the listeners to look at this. And by the way, Stephanie just went through my actual program. I was speaking to the Canadian Society of Association Executives this morning here in Winnipeg. And so she went through the experience of that. And in doing that, she'll be able to tell what she experienced. But in effect, just visualize kind of remember the old movies where the Keystone Cops and they said, where'd the villain go? And they'd go, they went that away.
Mm-hmm.
And they would point. Well, all you do, that's where you're going to have your arm out when you do this experience. But you turn your thumb so it's facing towards the floor.
Okay. So if you're not driving, arm out, thumb to the floor.
Yeah.
This is an experiential radio show today, folks.
Yeah. This part, though, I'm going to show you how you can do this on yourself in just a little bit to experience it for yourself. But then what I did in this, where Stephanie was watching and participating, is I then had a partner pushing their arm down, a hard, steady pressure, and then they released it, so they got a kind of a measurement of what felt like a person's
strength level.
Right,
so your partner's trying to push your arm down, you're resisting.
Yeah, yeah, and you're not trying to whack the arm down.
Yeah, it's not a contest.
Yeah, it's like measurement, it's not, you know, I'm a guy, and so I'm gonna zap you, ha-ha.
Okay.
None of that. So after the measurement, then as an example, I had people in the audience, the people had their arm out, think of a negative work situation or personal, or this was a leadership program, so I had them do a leadership program. When they thought that negative, they shook their heads to let their partner know they had it, and their partner said, ready, resist, and pushed them on their arm, and their arms literally went plopping down.
Yeah, the looks on the people's faces that were doing it was absolutely amazing. So if you're puttering around the kitchen with your spouse, just stop and try this technique. It's really quite interesting. We're going to take a break. But when we come back, Dr. Jerry is going to tell us how we can actually use these BK techniques to shift our mood and the mood of other people around us, which is pretty cool indeed. Back in a moment on Your Life Unlimited. Welcome back to Your Life Unlimited. I just want to send a big shout out to Tiber River, 408 Academy, 1650 Keniston. Check out the website, tiberriver.ca. There's always something good going on in that store. And even the website smells nice. If you haven't been to a Motivational Monday yet, you got to come. The next one is November 18th. Tickets are on sale now. It's going to be at Rumors. MoMondays.com is the website. And I also want to send a big shout out to Clear Light Sound if you're looking for some video. They do all our video from Mo Mondays. So we have about half an hour of some incredible local entertainment and then five speakers each doing 10, 15 minutes of inspiring, motivating talk. And you leave feeling great and just wanting to make the world a little bit better place. So MoMondays.com, November 18th. I hope to see you there. It's be the best $10 you ever spend on a Monday, I guarantee you. I'm speaking with Dr. Jerry Teplitz. He is the author of Switched on Living, among many other books. He has expertise in brain optimization. And if you know me at all, if anyone needs brain optimization, it's me. So bring on the techniques, Dr. Jerry.
Okay. Just to finish up on the with that muscle checking part we did, because we talked about the negative, your arm comes down.
Right.
When you think a positive thought, a very positive thought, your arm is actually physically stronger than that kind of neutral when you first kind of went to measure and see what the level was.
Which may be contrary to what most people might think, right? You might think if you're thinking good thoughts that you're not as strong because you're all in a woohoo kind of happy place or something.
Yeah, it's that what's going on with the body is our head is a periscope for survival. Our eyes are looking what's threatening us. Our ears, what's rustling in the bush out there. And so we're trained to look more at what's negative. And when negative happens, it's like before you get the adrenaline rush to survive, it's called you get this weakening, zapping. So your body is going, uh-oh, this ain't good, and then moves you into adrenaline, which is okay if you're really in a place where you need adrenaline. But
somebody
cuts you off when they're driving, you don't really want to be in adrenaline at that point.
So the idea is to be able to figure out how we can shift our energy from negative to positive in as quick a fashion as possible.
Correct. And there's research on that's looked at optimists versus pessimists. That's really fascinating. A long-term study followed a class of Yale graduates through their entire lifespan. They found the people who lived longer, stayed healthy, enjoyed life the most were the optimists in the class versus the pessimists. And we're talking about years of difference, not just a couple of months. They've also done research where they found that people who have bypass surgery even, that optimists are 50% less likely to have to go back in a second time for another surgery.
So do you believe that people are born this way? Do we become this way? We can, what do you think?
Some people are born that way, but others can learn. It's the notion of the glass half empty or half full. It's a choice you make. And when I first learned this muscle checking concept, the kinesiology we're talking about, I believed in positive thinking, sort of. And then when I got and saw this, I went, son of a gun.
Yeah.
And so by seeing that, it because you don't usually think this is affecting me or this is affecting others. And lo and behold, it actually is.
That's what was really fascinating in your class when you illustrated how even just thinking about bad thoughts about your neighbor or people in your group weaken them.
Yeah, what we actually did was with the muscle checking, and we're going to get in just a minute to show you how your body actually talks to you yourself. But in the muscle checking that we did, I had two people that I brought up front. One was a person I was pushing their arm. The other one I whispered to think a negative thought about the person I was going to muscle check. Just think it. And when I muscle checked that person, their arm went down. I then muscle checked the person who had that negative thought. I said, hold on to it still. Their arm went down too. Then I had them think a positive thought about the other person. Both people's arms stayed up. And the third part was I had the person think a negative thought unrelated to the person who had their arm out. The person who had their arm out that I muscle checked stayed up. The person who was thinking that negative thought, their arm went down.
So I'm hoping this is not too complicated to transfer over radio,
right.
But it makes sense to me because I saw it being done, but it really was amazing. And like I said, the looks on the people's faces. So what can we do? I mean, I saw you literally shifting people in seconds, and it was amazing.
So what I want to do is give you an experience. It's called noticing. And this is for your listeners to join in with us if they're not driving, because all you have to do is in a moment is stand up. And I'm going to give you, you're going to pick like a negative thought for yourself, and then I'm going to have you focus in on it, and then I'm going to give you instructions, and your eyes will be closed just so you're cutting out
the
environment. So let's have you stand up.
I'm standing up.
So just put your hands at the side of your body. So in a moment, you'll close your eyes, Stephanie, and you'll start thinking of that negative thought. And then the instructions I'll be giving you are just observe your physical posture. So you're not looking, but just feel internally. Am I upright, slumping, moving? I'll ask you to observe your breathing. Is it short? Is it shallow? And things like that.
Okay. So if you're not driving, stand up at home and do this.
Okay. So close your eyes, everybody, and think of a real negative thought. And now intensify that thought. And now without adjusting your body, just observe your physical posture. Observe your breathing. Observe any pain you feel in your body and where it is. And observe what's going on in your mind. Now open your eyes, Stephanie, and you're kind of the witness for everybody. So what did you observe in terms of physical posture, if anything?
I don't know. I think I was more kind of slumpy.
Slumpy. That is the word that most people say. You hit the right word.
Yeah, oh, good.
Most people will say they feel like they're slumping.
Yeah.
What about your breathing?
Slumping is a better word than slumpy, probably.
Yes. Breathing.
Breathing? Shallower.
Yeah, and that's what people say, shallow. Did you notice any pain anywhere?
No, I didn't really notice pain.
And not everybody does, okay, but some do. And now, did you notice what was going on in your mind? Like churning and difficulty?
Like more as a fright. I had like a fright in my
head. Like a fright. Okay, good. And whatever you're noticing is perfectly fine for you. We're looking just to get you into one area of noticing. Do we have time before we take a break to go to the positive side?
No, we're going to do that when we come back.
Okay.
Back in a moment with Dr. Jerry Teplitz. It's Stephanie Staples with your quick tip of the week. This week, I want to talk about how to be a little bit more interesting. So, do something versus nothing. I'm tired of people saying what's new and people say nothing. There's got to be something to say. So go out, do something a little bit different so that when somebody says what's new, you've got something to actually tell them. Nothing is not an option anymore. Go exploring. Go somewhere that you haven't been or you haven't been to in a long time. And then share what you discover. Yeah, with social media, it makes it pretty darn easy to share. But it makes you more interesting to have that conversation with. Play up your oddness. I think that normal is highly, highly, highly overrated. If you've got a few oddities, that's okay. It makes you who you are. Have a cause, something you believe in. You don't have to believe in everything, but believe in something. Have a cause that you can get passionate about, that you can stand behind, that you can support. Start your own dot, dot, dot. Stop waiting for someone else to give you permission, to wait for the right time. Start your own fill in the blank, something. Write down personality traits that you'd like to have. Maybe you want to be more witty, more friendly, more outgoing, and then start to act as if you are those things. What would somebody with those personality traits start to do? Just emulate that. And lastly, start reading some cool books. Watch a documentary instead of the same movie that everybody else is watching. Just do something a little bit different, something a little more out there. It's going to make you more interesting. Hey, it's Stephanie Staples. Welcome back to Your Life Unlimited. I want to send a shout out to First Impressions Hair and Skin Team, 1631 St. Mary's Road. Always keeping you looking great. If you're liking what you're hearing, there's always more to find out on yourlifeunlimited.ca. Lots of articles, videos, things to help you grow your life strong. And if you are thinking about taking coaching, it's time. There's not a better time. Quit waiting for it. The year is on its way out. So let's finish it off on a great note. And personal coaching can help you be the person you want to be. We're speaking with Dr. Jerry Teplitz. You can find out more about him at teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-S, sorry, T-Z.com. And I'll put links up on my blog as well. So you're talking about shifting your energy. We just did the experiment. We've stood up. We thought the whole negative thing. Now you got me all depressed. I'm slumpy. Now what are you going to do with me?
Bye.
You can't leave me slumpy.
Bye.
That'd be terrible. Now
get
what?
The book. It has the answer.
You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't.
No. So what I want to show you now is I'm going to have you stand up and listeners stand up again.
Okay.
And this time I want you to go to something very positive for yourself.
Don't stand up if you're driving.
Okay. Close your eyes. And again, I'm going to give you instructions to notice your breathing and posture and those things. So think of a very positive situation now.
Okay.
And without adjusting your body again, just observe your physical posture. Observe your breathing. Observe any pain you feel in your body and where it is. And observe what's going on in your mind. Okay, open your eyes and everybody can be seated. So, Stephanie, what did you observe physical posture this time?
I'm less slumpy. I'm straighter.
Straighter, yeah.
And I feel stronger.
Yeah, and that's literally what people say when I do this as a program. They say upright. So you went from physically slumped to upright immediately. What about breathing?
Deeper.
And again, that's what audiences tend to say, and that's what I'm assuming your listeners mm-hmm. would primarily say. And you didn't have any pain before, and which is fine, but when I do an audience, I'll have people raise their hand who have pain, and then at the end of this part of the positive, I'll ask them, do you still have pain? And maybe you'll go from 20 people to one person. Oh. Who still has pain. So it raises an interesting question. Is pain in the mind or is it in the body? I actually think it's both. But the mind can actually, by changing the thought, get rid of actual
but
physical pain.
But it's empowering
pain.
To know that we can have some control
exactly.
over that.
And then I also asked you to observe what was going on in your mind. So did your mind feel different the first time with the negative versus the positive?
Yeah, I don't know. It feels lighter. It just feels lighter. I could feel that there was a smile on my face even.
Yeah. So what the muscle checking that I was describing earlier, where you're pushing down on people's arms, well, you can actually do the same kind of reading internally. When you think of a thought about something, if it's a negative, if you start observing, your body will feel that mm-hmm. slumping, that shallow breathing. And then when you're thinking something positive, it gives you an upright.
So I've had the same experience in the grocery store. So I've done it with fruit.
Yep.
Right. So I hold the fruit over your solar plexus and you know, it's like, okay, I'm leaning forward, like I'm leaning toward the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And with the candy bar, I'm leaning away from the fruit. It's like, okay, is this my head? But it seems to be your body is
Yeah, and the body talks in a number of different ways. In the book, I talk about how you can actually self-muscle check as well. And it doesn't work for everybody. So the noticing that we just did, or the physically have somebody muscle check, is another way. But let me just show you two ways you can self-check. And listeners can do this with us again. So just take your index finger and a thumb. So you're putting the fleshy part of both fingers together. And what you're going to do is you're going to take the other index finger and thumb, and you're linking together like they're links in a chain. You're going to attempt to pull your fingers apart, but you don't let them go anywhere.
Okay.
Now, I want you to think of go back to that negative again, and listeners go back to that and pull through and see what happens. And what happens, Stephanie?
It comes apart.
On you, it came apart.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen for everybody. There are some people that there are multiple ways I teach how to self-check to find one that works. Now think of that positive again and pull and tell me what happens.
It's nice and strong.
Nice and strong. You can't move it at all. So there's actually some ways you can actually self-check yourself, because then I start moving into showing people how they're affected by various things that go on around us, like ironing clothing. Let's use that as an example. Do you like to iron clothes?
No, no.
Guess what? You're in the vast majority.
What's
an iron? Yeah. I know steamers. When I ask in an audience how many people have ever done ironing, everybody raises their hands. When I ask how many like it,
two, I bet.
Two out of like 200, maybe. And so what's going on there? Well, we have in our body, from acupuncture concepts, we have these meridian lines that run in certain pathways of the body. And you can actually either enhance them or you can disrupt them. And when you're ironing, that motion running across where you would wear a belt is actually impacting what's known as the spleen acupuncture meridian line. And if we physically did the muscle checking, or you did that self-checking we just did with Stephanie, pulling fingers, your arm would go plopping down or your fingers would come apart.
So it's proof that ironing is bad for you. Excellent.
Well, wait a minute.
I have
a solution, ma'am. Oh, sorry about that. Because what if you can iron and you felt good at the end instead of being exhausted? That's why people don't like to do it. They get tired very quickly with that activity. And so if you then instead put your tongue to the roof of your mouth, about a quarter of an inch behind your front teeth, just making contact, so it's not pressure, it's contact. And if you did the ironing again, and I did the muscle checking on you, or you self-checked, your arm would not budge because you have actually kept your system functioning.
So your tongue up technique, it's not just for ironing, though.
No, for anything that's coming at you that you're aware of or not aware of. So there are negatives that go on all around us. Another example, and she got to see me do this in the program with an actual person I brought up, where I had somebody frown at the person, and their arm went plopping down when I did the muscle checking. I had them smile at it, couldn't budge the arm at all. So when you're around somebody who's a frowner, you're getting zapped. Or think of when you've been around somebody who's been negative all day long.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you feel at the end of the day?
No, I was saying the other day I just got a phone call, and from the first 10 seconds of this phone call, it was like, oh my God, what's... You know, you could just feel it. It's like, oh, it sounds like you're having a bad day. You could tell instantly.
Yeah, and then it becomes pass on to me.
Oh, yeah. I was like, if I don't help her shift quickly, I'm going down too.
Yeah, and what the tongue does, it prevents you from getting zapped.
Okay, so you know that this sounds odd, right?
Yes, of course I know it's not. I'm a lawyer lady by background.
All right.
I know how weird this sounds.
When we come back, we're going to give you a chance. We're going to put you on the jury box or whatever it's called and give you an opportunity to explain it, because it does sound a little odd. But I'm with you. I saw it. Back in a moment on Your Life Unlimited. Hey, it's Stephanie Staples. Welcome back to Your Life Unlimited. Always more to catch you living your life as good as possible. YourLifeUnlimited.ca. I'm speaking with Dr. Jerry Teplitz. Lucky for me, he was in town and speaking at a conference, and I nabbed him into the studio, tapping into his brilliance. Now, speaking of tapping in, you do have some tapping techniques also that help to change and shift our mood and give us that little cone of protection. Let's talk about that for a minute.
So think on a day when you've been real bored, low energy, kind of dragging around the house. A friend calls you up and says, hey, let's go do something. And all of a sudden, your energy's back. There is a gland called the thymus gland. It's located about the second button down in a shirt. It's a little lump, little hill, just a little bit of a protrusion. And remember we were talking in the last segment about the meridian lines and the spleen meridian line? Well, the thymus gland is actually the central switching mechanism for all these energies in the body. And so when you do have ironing and you get it cut and zapped, the body will readjust it eventually. But on a day where it's been zapped all day long, like, have you ever typed all day long, Stephanie?
Yes, I believe I have.
How'd you feel at the end of that day of
no,
typing?
No, exhausted.
Well, guess what? You're typing with your fingers in front of you are at that level where that spleen meridian line is. You were zapping yourself all day long. You wind up being exhausted.
Interesting.
So, and the body will attempt to readjust it through the thymus gland, but how can you give the thymus gland a boost? And that's by tapping it. So you just locate it. Again, if you find the hollow, you have a little hollow at the base of your neck. If you go to the bottom, drop down another inch, maybe two, you'll find just a little lump, little hill, just a little bit of protrusion. And if you just tap on it, a good hard tap, and for maybe 15 times, that will actually give you a boost of energy. It's a short-term boost, but it is a boost of energy. I was once at a program, and this woman didn't hear me say the line of "Don't tap all day long."
Oh,
she had a three-hour she had a three-hour drive home. She tapped the entire way, and she told me she was up for the next 3 days straight.
No way.
I don't recommend that.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Okay, so before the break, I said it does sound like unless you're into energy work or healing work, or it does sound a little odd. Now I'm completely believing you because I was at the session. I saw the difference. It was amazing. But for those people that didn't see it, well, they can actually go to your website, right?
Yeah, and I have on my website at teplitz.com, teplitz.com. I have a 17-minute video demo. It's actually the first 17 minutes of what Stephanie experienced today.
Yeah, go check it out. You'll be impressed, I think.
Yeah, and where you'll find it on the website, you'll see a button at the top navigation that says Programs and Keynotes. You get a drop down, very bottom it says Video Demo. Okay. You go right there.
So what do you say to the naysayers, to the non-believers, to the people who just don't get that this is possible?
Well, if I'm doing a program, literally the biggest comment I get is I was a skeptic, now I'm a believer, because I also have a meter, a physical scale that I'll actually use as part of the program to show when you actually are pushing down on somebody's arm, it's certain, say 10 kilograms of pressure. Mm-hmm. You then cut that meridian line we've been talking about, and it may drop to 3 kilograms of pressure so that it's actually the arm comes down faster, it comes down more quickly. And also the notion of what we just did earlier in the show where we had you noticing how your body's responding. All the muscle checking is another way that the body talks to us that's a little bit formalized.
It's a smart body we've got.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, the original research on the kinesiology went way back to 1912 when it was first discovered by a medical doctor from Harvard. He had people he was working on who had physiological problems, and somehow he got into pushing into muscles of the body and started seeing he could make changes in it. And that began the original work. Mm-hmm. It got lost in 1941 when World War II hit. Medical doctors moved into battlefield medicine and out of just about everything else. And it got rediscovered in 1960 and by a chiropractor. And many chiropractors now use this as a way. So if your chiropractor is doing this muscle checking and touching various points, they're actually doing a form of muscle checking.
So it's called behavioral kinesiology. So if you're interested, Google it up and you can find out more information. But the way I kind of feel about it is like you mentioned with your cell phone or your electricity, I don't really get how it works. But as long as it works, and if it works for you, you know, it's just another tool for your toolkit. You don't have to use it all the time. But if it works sometimes, I'm all for it. One more thing for the toolkit.
Yeah, and be aware, I've actually been speaking now. This next year is going to be my 40th year. You don't get to be speaking this long to all the hundreds of thousands and millions of people that I've been speaking to unless there's a real impact with what I'm sharing.
Yeah, no, it was interesting listening to people as they were leaving your your session too. It's kind of that wow factor. So check it out online, templates.com. We're going to take a break back in a moment on Your Life Unlimited. We are back on Your Life Unlimited. I've been speaking with Dr. Jerry Teplitz. We've been talking about behavior kinesiology. If you're interested in more information, check out his website, teplitz.com. More information on living Your Life Unlimited, check out yourlifeunlimited.com. Make sure you tap in with me in the Facebook page, Your Life Unlimited, or Stephanie Staples, or Love Everywhere Project has been an amazing experience. So I hope you come along and join me for that ride as well. Dr. Jerry, if there's just one thing you'd want people to know, even if this is all maybe seems a bit much for them, but just one thing you could tell people, what would you want that to be?
To explore, because you can discover from this work there are amazing, powerful ways that you can put yourself in charge of what goes on within you and around you. So things may happen, but you're the one who can then decide instantly how it's going to impact you or not.
And if you remember from Get Smart days way back when, that cone of silence, you believe that too, right? We can put that cone over us, the invisible cone, to protect us from the negative vibes and energy of people around us or situations around us, and it actually makes a difference.
Yeah, and in the program today, the other day, Stephanie got to experience that as well. I call it an energy bubble.
Ah, that's an even funner name.
Yeah.
Energy bubble. Anything in a bubble has got to be good.
Yes.
Check us out, yourlifeunlimited.ca. Always a pleasure spending Sunday mornings with you. As usual, I'm Stephanie Staples, encouraging you to live your life unlimited.